Your baby is smart. Your baby's mind is active every moment, and your baby has feelings, tender feelings, lots of feelings. We have a hard time remembering what it's like to be so very young and to have each moment filled with so many things that are unfamiliar. Babies don't know why the door slams when the wind blows. Babies can be startled by Grandpa's suddenly hearty laugh. Babies don't know that when we sound upset, we're going to get over it and that they are safe and sound. We grown-ups can go through a whole day without noticing that we have feelings. In fact, we are trained to ignore our feelings. But we do have feelings, running deep underground. Your baby has feelings all the time. Much of the time, his feelings are good ones. When he's being fed, he feels content. When he's being held, he feels safe. When he hears your voice and sees you looking at him, he feels love. But the world is unpredictable for your baby. Many things happen daily that he doesn't understand yet. And babies want a lot of connection and relaxed contact. But parents are often busy. So every day there are moments that don't go quite right for your baby. And the feelings he has about those moments aren't happy ones. Because your baby is so new to the world, he doesn't have much of a buffer for his feelings. When he is happy, he is elated. When he is sad in every cell of his little body. You don't need to be afraid or worried about how intense his feelings are. It's natural that he cries when he's upset. His passionate cry is designed to bring you to him right away. It's good that he has that power. Babies cry when they are hungry or uncomfortable. They cry when they're in pain. They cry when they feel alone. And here's something you may not have known. Babies cry when they are recovering from difficult moments. They cry hard. And once a difficult moment is over, crying is healing for them. I'm going to say that again because it's an unusual fact. Crying in your arms can heal your baby's heart. With you there, crying can heal the hurt. So if your baby has been fed, is warm enough, and is safe in your arms, and he begins to cry, it's safe to say that he wants to recover from the tension he stored during the hard moments in his day. The safest, most secure place to have a good cry is in the arms of Daddy or Mommy. Every unsettled feeling your baby has during the day leaves something for him to work out, some feeling to resolve. So when you come home from work and add your love back into his life, he may respond by being glad to see you at first, and in a few moments by gathering himself up for a big, long cry. Many babies wait until Daddy gets home to have their good, long, tension-release cry of the day, because daddies bring a feeling of safety. This is your baby's genius at work. He doesn't want to carry unsettled feelings from one day to the next. He needs to get them out of his system so he can use his mind fully to grasp all the new and interesting things going on around him. If you give him a pacifier or put him over your shoulder and jiggle him, you may distract him from his feelings. He may stop crying, but he won't really be better on the inside. When you look him in the eye again, if he has feelings he is holding back, he will look glazed over or avoid your gaze or begin to cry again. His eyes won't be alive and expressive because what he has to express has been tamped down. On the other hand, leaving a baby alone or ignoring him gives him the message that he's not important. It makes him feel alone in the world. It's very important to come and pay attention every time your baby cries. So go to him every time. Babies whose parents leave them alone to cry can't develop the strong trust in their parents that they need to be eager learners. Their experience in the world isn't as positive, and this shows later on in their behavior. The only time it makes sense to leave a baby alone to cry is when you feel so angry that you want to yell or shake or hurt him. If this happens to you, and it happens to many of us, leave him in another room until you can trust yourself to be kind. And call someone. Many communities have a parent warm line or hotline to call when you feel like you can't stand parenting any longer. A good hotline to call is 1-800-220-7575. That number again, 1-888-220-7575. So if your baby is crying, but he's fed and warm, you may have been raised to believe that a baby is crying like a mindless puppy yowling. But your baby has a thought. He's trying to communicate. His crying means something very important to him. So take a minute, catch his eye if his eyes are open, and ask him gently, "What is it, son? What do you want to tell me?" Keep him in front of you so you can read his face and try to understand his movements. He doesn't have words, but he has a wonderfully expressive face, and his body language is full of clues about what he is feeling. Let him cry. Listen. When you are listening to him, he may not acknowledge you. He may not make eye contact at all. This is natural. Babies do one thing at a time. His job for the moment is to give vent to the feeling he has. But don't think for a second that your presence hasn't made a difference. He knows you've come, and he hears the love and caring in your voice. Your interest in him may even make him cry harder. This is because when someone pays loving attention, it feels even safer to express feelings fully. This is the cleansing system at work. After a really hearty cry, that upset can leave your baby's mind. Your baby will feel refreshed and much better able to absorb all the love you have for him. His mind will work much better without that load of tension. So when you've made sure he's not hungry or cold or wet, and you ask your baby, "What's on your mind, little one?" you are telling him that you're ready to try to understand what he's feeling. You will learn to read his face, read his voice, and make good guesses about what might have upset him. Babies have lots of reasons to cry. They are just learning the world, and sometimes even an ordinary trip to the store is a more new and unexpected experience than a baby's mind can process. So a baby feels upset over something that is totally ordinary to a grown-up. For the baby, too much has happened, and that glut of information and experience has jammed his mind. He cries to get the bad feelings out of his way so he can process all that happened while he was overwhelmed. Or maybe his birth experience was a scary one. Can you imagine being squeezed through a very tiny space, head first, with unexplained pushing and sounds of tension and rushing around in the background, but nothing visible and no one to talk to? Can you imagine this happening for hours on end? Babies have feelings, very tender ones, and birth can make a deep emotional impression on a baby. When you relax and your baby knows that all is well in your arms or next to you on the sofa, his instincts may tell him, "Your dad is here. Now it's a good time to unload those feelings you still have." Here is a short sample of how one father talks to his son during a big cry. "Here I am, son. You're safe now. Oh, this isn't fun, I know. You can tell me all about it. I'm here. Yes, Mommy's gone right now, but she's coming back. Mommy will always come back. I love to be your dad. You can tell me about it." The father is staying in close physical and emotional contact with his baby during the whole interaction. His baby is crying hard. The daddy is being a steady support, letting the baby know that he will keep the world safe around him. Daddy will steady things. Daddy will help. It's helpful to a baby when you listen like this, while something painful or upsetting happens that can't be helped, like having to be in the car seat for 20 minutes, having to be vaccinated at the doctor's, or having gas pains after eating. Many of us had dads who didn't listen to us. They would have liked to, but they were working too hard, under too much stress, or didn't have the self-confidence to just sit down with us, put an arm around us, and be our steady person while we felt upset. But you can do this for your baby, even if it wasn't done for you. It will bring your baby peace of mind when his cry is over. He'll be bright, connected, and ready to explore his world again. And you'll have a child who feels deeply loved. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks for all the effort and love you're pouring into your child.